Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared Sandler is coming up in 20 minutes. He'll tell you about some pretty good Rangers news today. Nimmo and Eovaldi going to be okay. Pregame on that coming up at 6:30 as we have a rubber match. The final of a three-game set between the Rangers and Diamondbacks. First pitch coming up at 7:05, pregame 6:30. Here's the Chief with your football's finest.
What do you think about this particular report nationally about our Cowboys right after this?
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
All right, let's try and read between the lines here a little bit with Dan Graziano.
Okay.
He's got a nice little article on ESPN. He's answering 10 lingering questions about the 2026 NFL offseason. He's got a handful of teams that he addresses in here.
And I love Danny as an insider. I really do. He's got some gold.
Oh, he does.
Schedule leak.
We got leakage. We go live to our leakage correspondent, Zach Wolchuk, live in studio.
Yep, I got you guys. Jordan Schultz reporting. Seattle going to open the season at home. Super Bowl rematch, New England.
Wow.
Wait, are you serious?
Serious. Patriots, Seattle rematch. Get ready, Vrabel. You don't have long.
Russini's like, that would have been mine.
Yep.
That would have been my report.
And now it's Schultz's.
The NFL scheduling department is in their prime. This is just crushing.
They're in the bag.
The Thanksgiving leaks earlier. It's the best Thanksgiving ever. Now it might be the best week one ever.
What's the Thanksgiving again, Wolchuk? We have the eve, the night before, which is going to be Green Bay and the Rams.
Yep.
Then we wake up. Of course, we're getting the Lions. They're taking on the Bears.
Yep.
Okay. Then we get Cowboys, Eagles.
Yep.
Then we get
Patriots Chiefs.
Yeah, that's a heck of a lineup.
Pretty sexual and seductive.
It's football seduction right there. I mean, again, in May, before we find out that Drake May and Mahomes are not going to be healthy enough to play in that game. But right now, today, you give them credit, okay? You give them credit where it's due.
Right,
yeah. I actually kind of like the Super Bowl rematch. It's like a fun litmus test for, okay, Patriots, you really didn't belong on the field with Seattle back in February. Here we are in September, though.
Mm-hmm.
Are you better?
Who?
Or are you worse?
Yeah. No Kenneth Walker.
No Kenny Walker, but they got Jadarian Price now, the rookie Golden Domer.
They got the Price, man.
Toting the rock. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, dude. A lot of fun. And now you'll probably have the A.J. Brown element.
Yeah.
Like, man, if A.J. Brown was in that Super Bowl, what a difference it could have made. They may have only lost by 14 points.
Maybe they'd have won. Who knows?
So you have Dan Graziano, and he's a national reporter. But you see him, listen, he is pretty plugged in with the Cowboys. You see him at Cowboys games plenty. Bump into him on the elevator, going up to the press box. You know, we're fighting over the cutting station there in the press box.
He's been like elbowing you a few times.
He's a hungry guy. I respect it. You know, me and him are in there and we're eyeballing that cutting station. But he's even a guy that Broaddus will go out of his way for. When Broaddus has to get up from his throne in the press box to go do the halftime show in the Brad Sham radio booth and snag all the sushi, he will make it a point if he sees Graziano to walk over to him, shake his hand, and say, "I respect your work, sir."
Nice.
I've seen him do that at least three or four times. Okay. So Graziano's got his article, and he's talking about the question is, why didn't the Cowboys want to extend George Pickens?
Why didn't they?
So he runs through a list of things, and he says that, you know, there's a few reasons that they wanted to see Pickens basically do it again before deciding whether to commit long-term money to him. They're already paying Lamb, obviously, quite a bit of money. Carrying two of the highest-paid receivers in the league would be tough on the salary cap. Another reason, as team president Stephen Jones said a few weeks ago, is that Pickens is still new to Dallas. He doesn't have as much in the bank, so to speak, with them as he would if it had been the team that drafted and developed him. There are explanations for why the Cowboys were able to get a player as talented as Pickens from the Steelers a year ago for only a third-round pick, just as there are explanations for why no team sent him an offer sheet after Dallas tagged him. Pickens' time in Pittsburgh, all the issues that happened there off the field and that kind of stuff. But this is how he closes it down. He says, who knows? If Pickens has another big year and Lamb struggles with his health again, maybe the Cowboys feel differently about both players a year from now. But they've decided the franchise tag is the right way to go with Pickens in 2026. He's leaving the door open for maybe they could find themselves out on Lamb by the end of the season and back in on Pickens long term.
Maybe.
Like maybe this is a make or break it year. This is like a seed, and they're like best friends,
wow,
it seems. But you have Lamb and Pickens where it's like could be an arms race to see who the Cowboys love more by the end of the season. And it's not about the Lamb production, it's about the Lamb health. And of course he was banged up a little bit last year, missed some time for sure. I don't think of CeeDee Lamb as, oh, this is a guy that's perpetually missing games.
No, and he played through that AC joint 2 years ago.
Yeah, he showed the toughness.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but
I guess like the age difference here, CeeDee's 2 years older, 3 years older.
And yeah, I mean, Pickens like will be 25 years old or whatever.
Essentially, you trade that, and I mentioned how they kind of set that contract up to where like they're reaping the benefit of the lower hits now, so the bigger hits are coming up down the line. Maybe you swap that up, and now you get a new deal done with Pickens. Bottom line is I don't think they want both paid here at the same time. So I could see that. I mean, I'd hate it. I love both of them. I love CD. I wouldn't like to pick between the two, but maybe not a terrible decision.
I mean, if Graziano was thinking about it, I feel good because it's something that I would bring up, and I did bring up last year.
You've brought it up a couple of times.
Like, C.D. Lamb is not as healthy as George Pickens over the last 2 or 3 years. I think there's something to it. I wouldn't give the Cowboys enough credit to actually do it. You know, in my mind, they got Lamb in the 88. That's part of Cowboys lore and history and legacy branding.
True.
I couldn't see him moving off of that. But if they do, then I will be forced to reimagine that maybe the Cowboys are putting championship first instead of branding, marketing, and legacy. And that would be a surprise for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a surprise to a lot of people. And I know George Pickens became quite the fan favorite this year.
Yeah,
I mean, Cowboys fans, I mean, perpetually on the text, when we talk about George Pickens, it's like we want him around. And
most entertaining player.
Until that Lions game.
Yeah.
He kind of turned.
Best watch since Fair. Dez. You know, maybe, you put him in a very, very select group with like Zeke and Herschel Walker. you know? Yeah. Dion. There's just like, oh my God, what am I watching?
Yeah.
This guy is just insane.
It's an experience to watch him when he's clicking on all cylinders.
And Lamb's amazing. You know, don't get me wrong.
For sure.
Lamb has given you some of those moments.
Three straight 100 catch seasons. I mean, the production's been phenomenal with CD.
But I could see it. You know, it is fascinating. There's so many different things that could explain it. I mean, I floated earlier. Are they preparing for a dead money dump in 2028 or 2029 to dig out and reset their salary cap, and they just don't want to add any more long-term deals because it would make that more painful in the future? I think that's real. Quinnen Williams is only under contract through 2027. Are they going to add a bunch of years onto that? I wouldn't think so. He's 29 years old. You know, maybe you don't want to write a $125 million guaranteed money check that all contracts signed in the NFL, all the guaranteed money has to be put into escrow. That's a $125 million check out of the Jones family slush fund. I mean, yes, it's operating revenue in some ways, but at the end of the year, we're divvying that up in the Jones family and putting it in our personal investment accounts or whatever. The CeeDee Lamb trade, that is maybe the most far-fetched out of all the ideas we're considering on why. Like, want him to earn it seems like a reach to me. That seems like a justification for not doing the deal. Because of how good he was last year, you know, you've given less accomplished player significantly more. Just look at Osa and Deron Bland.
Well, is that like a Cowboys perspective? You have that thought? Because the rest of the league kind of did say that. You know, with their lack of interest in him. They're like, okay, you did this one time. Great. Awesome.
But those teams have to give up significant draft capital.
And pay him.
Yeah, and pay him.
Okay.
The Cowboys just have to pay him.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we got to see you prove it. And I, you know, maybe the thing that makes the most sense is just that his off-field lack of accountability is so nuclear that teams just don't want to sign up for it.
Mm.
Like, I'm late to everything, and I'm not there some days. Zeke was doing that in 2024, underreported story, just absent. Where's Zeke? Nobody knows.
No, for sure.
We'll see him on Sunday.
Yeah. And that was not when he was a dominant player anymore either.
Yeah.
You know, that was frustrating. Now, the other thing that Graziano talks about in here is in regards to the Dolphins, and I know that we're all kind of holding out hope that perhaps the Cowboys will be able to make a swing for Jordan Brooks. The linebacker's got 1 year left on his deal. He led the league in tackles last year. Three down linebacker, like he would immediately and obviously be your best linebacker if you were able to trade for him. But he says he's reiterating something that we've heard throughout the offseason. He says, talking to Dolphins staffers throughout this offseason, what I've been told is that the team views Devon Achane, the running back, their center Aaron Brewer, and linebacker Jordan Brooks as foundational players and candidates for extensions rather than trades. So it kind of takes the wind out of our sails.
Why'd you draft two linebackers?
Yeah.
He's coming up on 29 years old. Wow. But I guess his intangibles and leadership is off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, they were drafting Texas Tech players. He went to Texas Tech. He went to the war room celebrating with the Dolphins front office that he barely even knows because it's a whole new regime there.
I'm the veteran example for your next generation of players.
Yeah. Okay. And Halfley's a defensive coordinator, now the head coach. He wants his defense to probably be at least respectable. Hey, if we're going to suck this year, let's at least know that, hey, I'm the defensive-minded guy, and our defense is, you can at least see glimpses of where this thing could be headed. Jordan Brooks is going to help you do that, and he can help bring along guys like Jacob Rodriguez, and they also brought in Kyle Lewis, the Pitt linebacker, who's kind of a do-it-all. Is he a safety? Is he a nickel? Is he a linebacker?
You got all of our favorite guys down there in Miami, didn't you?
Yeah. The Dolphins, they
had a nice draft.
They got some guys, for sure. So
the Cowboys brought in, who was the other guy, Curtis Robinson, who played some Green Dot last year?
Yes.
Was he in San Francisco, too?
He was in San Francisco. He's been predominantly like a backup special teams guy, but he is a veteran player.
Yeah, I think when they brought in D Winters, the Jordan Brooks dream died for me. And anything comparable to that, I think, is temporarily suspended at least. I think the next chance of the Cowboys making a significant add will probably be at the trade deadline around week 8.
Yeah, and then maybe that's when Jordan Brooks could be a guy that could be available. It's like, hey, he's an expiring deal. Dolphins by then will have lost a buttload of games, and it's like, hey, you've done your part. helping along Jacob Rodriguez for half the season, go try and get some wins with a team like Dallas. I could see that happening for sure. Now you have Dan Duggan, who reports on the Giants, and he's talking about the Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers. We were talking about this the other day. Cowboys open up with the Giants in New York, week one Sunday Night Football. We were kicking around the idea, maybe Malik Nabers is not even available in that game, coming off the ACL. Well, apparently he underwent a second surgery on his knee remove scar tissue that was causing stiffness. He had like a little draft. He was doing some Mica draft stuff.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report. You saw him trying to get off a couch. It didn't look great, you know, from just during the draft a few weeks ago. Just him getting off the couch and moving around, it didn't look ideal. But the second surgery apparently took place multiple weeks ago, so maybe around the draft he was just coming off of that surgery, and that's why it kind of looked wonky for him. It was just a cleanup. Second surgery isn't expected to impact Nabers' recovery timeline. The team is still hoping he will be ready for the opener. But it was the ACL and the meniscus in late October. Wasn't just a clean ACL, it was also the meniscus. So having the cleanup surgery there, if you're a Giants fan, you're probably like, gosh dang it. But everybody's high on the Giants right now. Are you seeing these national people just snorting the Giants?
Look,
like,
I think their defense could be really, really good.
I do think the defense could be good. I mean, you lost Dexter Lawrence. Let's not forget that. DJ Reader's a nice guy to bring in to fill the shoes, but you're not going to replace Dexter Lawrence like that.
No, but the way that they've got, you know, Abdul Carter year two, Brian Burns, you still have Thibodeau. They didn't trade him. They draft Arvell Reese. You add Colton Hood. Their defense on paper is so much better than it was a year
ago. They were talking about trading Thibodeau, though, and Abdul Carter is a disappointment if you ask Giants fans and content creators. Arvell Reese is a big question mark. Like, that's a dice roll, and it could hit for him. Rookie tackle, you know, he might be really good.
Probably starts a guard, I think, for them.
Be a guard.
I think he'll probably play guard for them. But, yeah, I mean, yes, it is. It's a projection, and I'm not a believer in Jackson Dart.
Yeah, and I'm not a believer in loser organizations, you know. They make waves, but this team was horrible. And I'm not a believer in Dart, as Wolchuk said. But they were about to be a two-win team until they got to play the Raiders and the Cowboys there at the end of the season in Week 18. What was that? That was Joe Milton. You know, I think they have such a massive gap to go that this offseason could be a piece of them becoming competitive in the future if they got these draft picks right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like for them to just step in year one. Year two of Dart, year one with Harbaugh, and you have Adam Schein, like, they're going to be a really good to great team. I could see them winning 10 games this year. And they have a pretty dang hard schedule as well. Like, the Eagles have the easiest schedule far and away, at least as it stands today, for the season when it comes to the division. But the Giants, the Commanders, and the Cowboys all have one of the toughest schedules in the league. You have Peter Schrager saying, I think the Giants might be an 11 or 12 win team.
No.
Like, how is that? Why is everybody just buying in on the Giants like this right now? Of course, you're believing in Harbaugh. I mean, that's part of it. And then you're believing in Jackson Dart not getting concussed 19 times in the first couple of weeks of the season. Now, I did want to play this sound here. We have really a no-name player. His name is Leonte Carew. Can anybody tell me anything about Leonte Carew?
His last name's Carew.
There you go. And what's his first name?
Leonte. Awesome.
Leonte.
Okay, so you guys got him nailed down.
How do you
pretty
even
good.
Spell that?
Leon and Taylor.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out the fathers.
This is the Draymond special coming back for Leonte. He was a wide receiver for the Dolphins some years ago, back when they had Jarvis Landry and Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach. Ben Johnson was on staff with the Dolphins at that time.
Okay.
He was like, I think he was just simply the wide receivers coach. He had never been an offensive coordinator. Nobody in the world knew who Ben Johnson was, okay? But he was the wide receivers coach for the Dolphins. Leonte Carew was a wide receiver for the Dolphins at the time. And listen to him tell his favorite Ben Johnson story. Now, he's going to have a take in here about Jarvis Landry. Just forget about it, okay? Not a good take. But listen to what he says about Ben Johnson.
All right, so my greatest Ben Johnson story is, first of all, he absolutely loved me. Even when I was messing up, he loved me. He used to always say to me, like, you love football. I know you love football. You just got to get straight. Like, but you're one of those guys. And I remember he came in the receiver room one day. And Jarvis Landry arguably was probably top five receiver in the NFL at this time. I mean, him, Odell, all these guys were were top notch. And he ripped Jarvis in front of the whole wide receiver corps. And he's like, I want to be at your Hall of Fame speech one day, because that's my message for you. That's where I want to see you, in a gold jacket, because I know where I'm going. And he literally points at himself and he goes, I know I'm going to be in a gold jacket one day as a coach. I know that about me. And this was like before he was even like calling plays. And yo, when I tell you the guy loves football, he used to leave the facility at like 1 a.m. and be there at 5. Like, he's on a football adrenaline rush. He loves football.
The most confident man in the National Football League, wide receivers coach Ben Johnson, was talking about how he's going to be in the Hall of Fame as a NFL head coach one day.
That might be a greater call than Tyron Smith calling his Hall of Fame at his Cowboys introductory press conference.
Oh, I forgot about that.
2011. I mean, to be a wide receivers coach?
Yeah.
Or DeMarcus Lawrence calling his Super Bowl shot.
Yeah. Going to a team up with Sam Darnold for that Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, this is the same Ben Johnson who's ripping his shirt off in the locker room amid celebration because he's so fired up about his football team. Like, this is as confident as it gets. This is the guy who's calling out Matt LaFleur at the podium before he's been a head coach for 5 seconds.
How frustrating does this have to be for Miami fans? You have him in the building for 7 years. He's there from 2012 to 2018. You can't recognize his greatness. He goes on to the Lions, where shortly thereafter Dan Campbell gets the gig and recognized his greatness.
Yeah, made
him the OC.
Yeah, and Campbell was on staff in Miami with him, so he knew. He knew this Ben Johnson's the real deal. Yeah. The offense are like, please, go somewhere else.
Awesome.
We're going to lose a bunch of games.
Finest is in the books. We got Sand stepping in next. He'll tell you about Rangers, Diamondbacks, Evaldi and Nimmo, and more coming up next year on The Fan.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Rangers pregame's coming up in an hour and 6 minutes as they host the Diamondbacks in the finale. It's time to chat with Sands, Jared Sandler here. The Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day and LA Live now right around the corner. And Jared, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Can you guys hear me? I'm in the dugout, which has caused problems, but I'm in one place, so I'm hoping that it sounds okay.
It sounds great, man. It's awesome that you're reporting live from the dugout. You just talking with Skip?
Actually, just caught up with Jeff Bannister. Good to catch up with Banny. We talked about his decision to ignore Peyton's calls this morning and not join Sean and RJ because he's super mad at RJ. But it was great to catch up with Banny, and I just looked at the time, and I thought, well, if I go to the elevator, I'm going to be screwed, so I may as well just head over to the dugout and pray.
Well, we got some great news earlier today. Beyond that, is Evaldi and Nimmo going to be all right, huh?
Yeah, it seems like it. Hopefully, we'll see Nate against the Astros, and Nimmo's in the lineup. And with the off day tomorrow, it would have been an easy opportunity to just tell Brandon, hey, you're just going to sit today, tomorrow, you'll be all right. It kind of been a no-brainer if there was any hesitation, but the fact that he's in the lineup is obviously a great sign.
Is he taping it up and gutting it out, or is he okay?
I feel like there could be an innuendo there, and I don't want to fall into a bear trap. I'm trying to taping it and getting it out. I'm trying to think what that could. I can't speak to what's going on down there, but I feel like whatever they need to do, they're doing to get him on the field.
All righty. Well,
as long as he gets it out.
Yeah. I said he was going to gut it out, Sands. I wasn't trying anything on you.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No, you're good.
He's going to tape it up and gut it out. That sounds about right.
So, the other thing is, how about that old Mackenzie Gore, huh? The command was there.
Yeah, he looked good last night. And Gavin, you guys know, if nothing else, like I'm just not a big, like, small sample size guy, sometimes to my detriment. So what I would say is that was great, and that's the potential that I think a lot of people see and that level of ability. But, now, like, getting to 8 innings, which is the first time in his career, how about, 4 or 5 days from now? Let's do it again. And he showed an ability to have success without the strikeout. He really didn't dominate from a swing and miss strikeout standpoint, but that's also what allowed him to go deep in the game. And so, sometimes an outing like that gives you the confidence you can have success in a different way. And, I actually thought it was really interesting hearing him talk after the start. He said, like, listen, I'm a swing and miss guy. And sometimes that gets the pitch count to pile up. But he also then was like, but there are guys who find a way to do it, right? Basically saying there are guys who get swings and misses who still can go deep into games. And, if all he was able to do consistently was give the team 6 innings, you're not going to, bitch and moan about that necessarily, but he's the type of guy who's got the talent to do more than that. And we saw a glimpse of that last night for sure.
When's the last time you've been as confident in a Rangers closer as you are right now with Jacob Ladd?
Man, that's a great question. Kirby Yates. I mean, I know the,
yeah, fair.
I don't want to say poo-poo the question, but Jonathan, I know you're thinking, like, it's been a while, and it has, but that forgettable 2024 year Kirby Yates is unbelievable. So he would probably be the answer, right? But, like, prior to that, obviously in the playoffs, the Spores-Leclerc combo was great, but not throughout the year, mm-hmm. that regular season. So it's been a while. We've talked about it. And I don't know what Jacob's role is going to be as the year unfolds and next year, but, it's been since Joe Nathan where the Rangers have had the same closer back-to-back years, and that's obviously not going to end after this year. But if Jacob Ladd is able to, hold on to that role and then he does it next year, it'll be the first time since Joe Nathan over a decade ago. It's just been kind of crazy how much of a revolving door that's been.
Are we making a push to get this roof open more often?
I don't know that we're going to have many opportunities to, once it starts getting, to the mid-90s and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, how much of it has to do with just the inconsistencies offensively and giving it a little bit of a change. Obviously, we've been told that the ball travels a little bit more when the roof's open, but I'm impressed that we're here in mid-May and we've got back-to-back games with the roof open. The Rangers 3-1 when the roof is open, so hopefully they can make it 4-1 tonight.
Can you do us a favor, and when you're bringing in the pregame show tonight, can you say instead of live from Globe Life Field, are you going to say live from Bikini Bottom?
It's
SpongeBob night at the ballpark tonight, Jared.
Oh, is it really? I've never seen SpongeBob.
What?
I've never seen that. Yeah.
Wow.
I know there's the Pineapple Under the Sea, right? That's the song. I've heard the song, but I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, well, give us a Bikini Bottom drop tonight, man.
Okay, but you promise this is a, I'll have to look it up. So
I'm not ballsacking.
That's where he lives, in Bikini Bottom. That's the place under the sea.
All right. Okay, I can do that. I'll work in Bikini Bottom, and I'll maybe tape it up and get it out or whatever we were talking about earlier.
Sounds like a plan, Sands.
We'll talk
to you Friday night. Go get a win. Score some runs. He's Jared Sandler, at Jared Sandler on Twitter, reporting live from the Rangers dugout here on your home of the Rangers.
Amazing.
That was pretty cool. And, you know, if I'm being honest, I'm a little surprised that he forgot about Sam Dyson's 38-save season in 2016. That's probably the last time I felt this good about the Rangers reliever here. Other than the 2024 season, of course.
Yeah, no, of course.
That was special.
No, it was amazing.
All right, let's keep it rolling here. It's G-Bag of the Daytime with Lucius Alexander.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can't believe Sandler thought you was trying to do something a little slick right there to him.
No.
He don't know you, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dawson doesn't do you like that. All right, you back in the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. This piece of audio right here is going for two today. Going for two. Baton Rouge police, they arrested the plug. Had him sitting in the back of the cop car. His phone rang. They answered it. And I feel sorry for the person on the other side because they thought they were talking to the plug. I guess they don't know the plug.
Oh.
Hi, you at the spot?
Yeah, I'm at the spot. What spot? Where you want me to meet you?
Well, I was about to pull up at the spot. I'm right here.
So what you looking for? What you trying to get?
I'm talking to get $20.
Man, so what you trying to get for the little 20?
You want a 7?
7?
Huh?
You want a 7?
Or a 3.5.
Or a 3.5.
What the 7 is? This is some meat?
Yeah, it's some meat. Yeah.
It's decent. It'll get you by. I can do the 7 for 20.
All right, you got Cash App?
Yeah, I got Cash App.
All right,
You about to pull up to the spot?
Yeah. Right here on M.
Yeah, M.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool with me.
All right.
Don't do it.
Hey, big brother, I talked to one of your customers on.
Oh, say, hold on. No, son, what they said.
They said they're gonna meet you on Elm Street.
Oh
man, I hope she don't meet them cops on Elm Street.
That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, real talk. Mm. Gotta keep it moving. I'll see them lights. Just slide on by. You guys are talking about Bikini Bottom and whatever, right?
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob, bro. My time in Baltimore, this is when I found out they be doing some wild things in the club, like wild. Oh. First of all, the dancers look like they're doing aerobics. Straight gangsters.
Okay.
Gangsters in there doing it. Straight gangsters. And I'm telling you this because they play one of these songs. If nautical nonsense be something you wish. And they're just dancing, bro. I was like, this is a totally different place. This is a different place. Excuse me. all right, let's see what else we got right here for you boys. Ice Cube, yesterday celebrated the Dodgers bobblehead night at Dodger Stadium, where he threw out the first pitch, and the catcher was Mike Epps.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool. The catcher was Mike Epps, and they let Ice Cube in the booth. What is this? The Spectrum Sports Net LA booth with Joe Davis and Earl Hershiser. And a little magic happened when they had Ice Cube in the booth.
It's been great to just be a fan of the Dodgers, to see them, you know, battle in the 70s against the Yankees in the 80s. I've seen you on the mound, you know, doing your thing, rooting and cheering. and been a Dodger fan ever since I can remember.
Fantastic. Game one of the 88 World Series. Tell me about that night for you.
Oh, man, that night, we was broke as a joke. When I say we, it's me.
There's the drive off of the bat. Yes. Ohtani headed for the wall in the seats.
There we go.
All we had to do was bring Ice Cube in the booth, and Ohtani figures it out. That's it's that simple.
Huh? Amazing. You couldn't have scripted it better.
We're going to go live here and stay that way, but when we do the replay, you can break it down.
Okay,
you break
no problem.
Down the pitch and the swing.
No problem.
Here you go.
Well, he lined that up, sent it right down the middle of the plate, right where he loves it, and he smacks this thing all the way, goes yard.
Out of the pork.
Incredible.
All the way out the pork.
Man, with 88 in the air, should have gone with the Jack Buck. I can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
That would have been iconic.
Can't believe it.
That's awesome. You guys remember that, right? Kurt Gibson?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's legendary.
Yeah, Ohtani, he was in a bit of a power drought there. Two homers and just 113 plate appearances. Shout out to Ice Cube.
Yeah, shout out to Ice Cube stepping in the booth, man. You see that bobblehead that they were giving away, the Ice Cube one?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, he was sitting in the 6'4 Impala as well, a drop top.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
cool. Come on, we had a Tupac bobblehead. Now we got the Ice Cube bobblehead. Texas Rangers, you are on the board. DFW folks, Tolos, what DFW artists should the Texas Rangers make a bobblehead of? Send that to the fan text while we do this. And this is an ice pack. It's an ice pack because there's two clips involving this Ice Cube bobblehead situation. Let's go to the Giants baseball on NBC Sports Bay Area. Dwayne Kuiper, he has some thoughts on the Ice Cube bobblehead night.
Let me finish this about Ice Cube. I have nothing against Ice Cube. I think it's great. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with an Ice Cube tonight. It's going to be a big, thick, square one. I'm going to put it in a glass, and I'm going to pour a Blanton's on top of it. That's my Ice Cube moment for tonight.
Yeah, getting drunk.
Pour a nice Blanton's on it.
Yeah, a little whiskey.
That's how Wolchek talks about canned cranberry and a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, baby.
That's my kind of Wolchek Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah, it is.
Big X the plug bobblehead. Walker, Texas Ranger. Okay, dude. I can see that one.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Honor the late great.
Absolutely.
The DOC. Yeah, we said the bobblehead, the Post Malone bobblehead. But that'd be looking so dirty.
Yeah.
It's got to come to you worn already.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
Smelling just like Bud Light
distressed.
Cigarettes. Sweat.
Happy birthday to the great Stevie Wonder right there. We got a young man doing wheelies on his mini bike in an empty parking lot in the neighborhood, right? Looks like it's over there by a clubhouse area. There's no cars. He's got a whole lot of space. Now, there is a sign that says, no getting on the grass or whatever, like stay off the grass. But he's not on the grass. He's on the concrete. But his neighbors confront him anyway.
What does that say right there? No motorized vehicles.
On the grass.
Yep. Have your dad call me. Have your dad call me. What's going on? Honestly, you're not supposed to be doing it.
I'm not a child.
Okay? You're not supposed to be doing it.
Okay. Like call the police. I don't know.
What?
Call the police. I don't know.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. What's your name?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's a funny name. It's a funny name.
Don't worry about it.
How old are you?
Why do you want to know?
Let's go.
Because you shouldn't be doing this.
It's
nobody's here. I'm not. I don't understand. I don't understand how this affects you.
They don't like it. They don't like
it. Nobody likes it.
Okay.
No.
You have to pay insurance on this crap. Okay.
I'm not destroying anything. I'm literally.
It's not that. It's if you fall and crack your head open.
I'm wearing a helmet.
Oh, you got a helmet on.
Okay. I'm wearing protective gear. I'm riding a mini bike.
For everything I know.
Got an answer for everything.
Don't do it in an area.
Find a track and practice.
Where?
Something useful. Wheelies aren't going to do shit. Learn how to drive.
Oh. Wow.
That's a funny name. It's such a great response.
Funny name.
In the old man crashing out's defense. I think this is messing with Gen X because when we grew up, we couldn't take our motorized things anywhere, Lucius.
Yeah.
You know? And now the battery-powered motorcycles have changed the game. They've normalized it.
They're pretty cool.
We're riding stuff everywhere. I'm driving this golf cart to Chick-fil-A.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my neighbor's always on that golf cart.
So, like, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, they're just cruising around willy-nilly like it's nothing. And in our brains, we're like, this doesn't add up, you know?
A little jealousy.
Yeah. But times have changed.
It's a community.
Yeah, he's mad. I've got to pay insurance if you break your neck over here, kid.
It is kind of loud, you know?
Yeah. It's if little mini bikes.
Yeah, if you're like in a subdivision and someone's ripping around on a four-wheeler. But no matter how annoyed you are, you got to like turn up the music or put some noise cancelers on because you can't go out there and make that scene. Yeah, you got to be more self-aware. These kids are waiting to roll on you.
He brought his old lady and his dog outside. Watch me get in his kid's butt real quick. Let's go to UFC 328.
Yep.
I wish I could move this closer because I can't see for anything, fam.
Is it the lights?
Got to make the font bigger.
Yeah, I really do.
You're in your CA area.
Yeah. I really am.
Yeah, 300%.
Yeah, UFC 328. Now, this happened this past weekend. What's this kid's name here? Joaquin Buckley?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch this?
I missed this fight.
Okay.
I really plugged in, tuned in for the co-main and the main.
Okay, well, I need to know if Buckley versus Sean Brady, who won? Look that up for me. This is Buckley right here. Talking during the presser before the fight.
Lots been made with the media and fans about like this run-in you guys have had, him blocking you on social media and all this kind of stuff. Is that something like maybe fans and media were trying to find a storyline here, or is there actually like substance to that between you guys?
May 9th, the world gonna know.
So, but for the record, no issues with Sean whatsoever, even though he seems to find you a little annoying. But he did say he appreciated, he can understand what you're in his mind you're trying to do.
May 9th, the world gonna know.
Sure. And I guess skill-wise, what do you make of Sean Brady? Obviously, he's...
May 9th, the world gonna know.
Sure. I saw an interview where you said, I think your quote was, I feel sorry for Sean Brady, even though there's nothing personal here. So I guess, are you expecting a violent finish? And I can imagine I know what your answer is going to be right here.
The answer is, May 9th, the world's going to know, 100%.
Appreciate you. Good luck, man.
How did that turn out for him, bro?
Didn't turn out good. He lost.
Oh, no. The world knows.
Yeah, Sean Brady beat him in a decision.
The world found out. We found out.
CompuBox numbers definitely tells the story. Takedowns, significant strikes, total strikes.
Yeah, total ass kicking, really.
That's hilarious. May 9th, we're all going to know.
I wish we had like trash talk like this and lead up to all sports games, man.
Yes, bro, yes.
Like Rudy Gobert before last night's games, like, yeah, I'm going to be all over him. Wemby's got no chance. Watch, you're going to know the T-Wolves are here for real. And then he gets put in the spin cycle and he's embarrassed in an all-time way.
Oh, my gosh. All right, this isn't one because I played a lot of these already, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Nightcap, another Ocho Cinco joke.
I saw a one-legged man at the ATM today.
You saw a one-legged man do what?
A one-legged man at the ATM today. Yeah, he was checking his balance.
Oh, he was waiting on that.
That nice might job. Be his best one.
That's good.
All righty, is it time to vote, Lucius?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Yep. Is it Baton Rouge police arresting the weed man, then answering his phone? The ice pack. You have Ice Cube in the Dodgers broadcast booth, and then the Giants announcer with his own Ice Cube commentary. Gen X parent crash out there on the young man doing wheelies. And then UFC 328, Joaquin Buckley, talking about May 9th. Of course, you have Ocho as well, not one, but sometimes those win. Alrighty, let's see here. Who do I want to vote for? I think I'm going to go with the Gen X crash out, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, same here.
Lucius?
Ice pack.
That is good. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with the crash out as well.
Okay, by a score of 3-1.
That's a funny name.
And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. If you ever miss the champ, you can tune in at every afternoon 2:20, where Lucius replays that for you right before Wolchuk's top 10 list. It's time now to stay in the Pimp Cup, and here's Lucius with LA Live.
Hey, it's a Butt Naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right into the great Rick James. You is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Shoot. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Fort Wayne mayor is getting some national attention. Thousands of people voted online to name the new city county building in his honor.
But that probably won't happen because of his name.
The people voted, and the top pick so far with more than 10,000 votes is the Harry Balls Government Center, named after one of the city's longest-serving mayors. But not everyone's on board with that name. To pick the new name for the building, people went over to feedbackfortwayne.org. They made suggestions and voted. The overwhelming front runner was the Harry Balls Government Center. Harry Balls was the mayor of Fort Wayne back in the 1930s and 40s. He even served a term in the 1950s. We have a street named after Harry Balls, so what's the big deal about naming the new city county government building after? Some people think the Harry Balls Government Center would make Fort Wayne the butt of jokes. After all, the family did change the pronunciation of their last name from Balls to Bales.
It's butt naked Wednesday.
Wow. From Balls to Bales.
Hey!
That's a wild stuff going on up there. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Is that Fort Wayne?
Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne. Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. It is a butt-naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. And shout out to the gods, peace to the gods and the earths and everybody that has consciousness out there. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Oh, one more shout out. Big shout out to the dads that get their kids on the weekends. Big shout out to the dads that get their kids on the weekends. I might have something for you. I seen this driving in. Chuck E. Cheese has a summer fun pass.
Uh-oh.
Chuck E. Cheese has a summer fun pass. About 4 months of unlimited visits, gameplay. Well, not unlimited gameplay. They got you limited, but they hooking you up. And some food and drink discounts, man. One pass covers the whole family up to six people.
Oh.
So for you busy dads out there, six people, bro. Check those passes out, all right? Check that out. Every Wednesday, I like to ask the listeners a question, listeners of this here station, because you know way more about us than I know about you, and I'm just trying to get to know you. Who are you? This one right here is inspired by that new AP Swatch watch drop that just fell apart. Riddle. Let the streets down, yeah.
$400 for that.
It did not live up to the hype whatsoever. So my question for the Tolos is, what's something that did not live up to the hype? This is a layup today, folks. What is something that did not live up to the hype? I had another question lined up, but then that AP drop happened. And I was like, yeah, nah, I'm going to use the inspiration. God gave me one.
The universe provided.
The universe provided.
I'm going to say for me, it started with Hungry Hungry Hippo. Terrible game.
That game disappointed you, but that commercial was awesome.
It was. The commercial was best. And then after that, you jump forward a couple of years to the Tyco Turbo Hopper. 1988. It was one of the hottest toys for Christmas. Radio-controlled car. Battery was dead in about 12 minutes.
Dang.
It sucks when you get a game that you're so fired up about or a
toy. It just stinks.
Yeah.
And this is like being young and disappointed. That really, it just destroys you when you're young and disappointed, man.
They make the commercial so legit. You're like, wow, these Hot Wheels are like, they're going to be unbelievable.
You're going to take that radio-controlled car and fly through your front yard? No, you're not.
No.
It doesn't have enough torque. It's getting stuck by blades of grass.
Yeah.
You are not jumping over creeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going up into the flower beds. Forget about it. That piece of bark dust is going to stop your radio-controlled car.
Never is cool.
And it's not even lunch on Christmas Day yet. You know what I'm saying?
And it's already been ruined.
Yeah. You've had the toy for 12 minutes.
Wow. Damn it.
What's something that did not live up to the hype? I got answers like this from the Tolos. Being an adult. That's it. Just
that's
being an adult.
Fair.
That might be
number one.
The best answer.
I mean, is
it
kidding?
Was the number one answer.
That's all you want. And it's like, wow.
It was always about adulting.
Yep.
That lets me further know, it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam. If everybody doesn't like it, but we're forced to do it.
Yeah,
it's a scam.
Yeah,
what's something that didn't live up to the hype? Trader Joe's.
Okay,
we got some Trader Joe's hate out there. I hear it's just a big candy store with some food on the side.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. Nuts.
I mean, everything at Trader Joe's isn't perfect, isn't better. But some of their items are so much better than I think anything else you could get at other grocery
stores.
They've
got some great items. I would say In-N-Out.
But I would say you're running through Trader Joe's to spend about $70. And then you're going to another grocery store for a lot of your other grocery shopping.
It is a second stop. You can't get everything at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it's not a spot that I frequent. I don't have one really just like within striking distance. I'm really never up in there. But I think they got like some good, don't they have like good cookies or something? They got like some kind of cookie. Is it a ginger snap or something that's unbelievable that they have?
Yeah, and there's the standards of the ingredients of every item you get there is going to be better. You know, if you're committed to that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to avoid the high fructose sugar and all the preservatives and stuff.
As somebody on Fantech said, the original Debbie Does Dallas did not live up to the hype for this fool. Said he watched it as pretty mid. Whole lot of bush in that thing right there, I tell you what. Ooh. Well, something that did not live up to the hype. We got home ownership on the list. This is from the Tolos.
Yeah, that'll get you, man.
Life after graduating college.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas Cowboys. What's up?
Got to wait for this market to get going again. Then a home ownership is a completely different ball.
Yeah,
game.
I hear it's what, more sellers than buyers or something right now?
Yeah, there's like four times as many houses on the market as like a couple of years ago.
Offering some deals.
Good time to buy, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a decent time to move to North Texas.
Dallas Cowboys Hot Boys era.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
They had big hype.
Gosh, they had merch.
Yeah, they had.
They sure had merch, bro.
Like remember the cat, the black cat that ran onto the field of Monday Night Football?
I got that
they capitalized off of that.
Yeah, I love that t-shirt.
Yeah. Really just the playoffs for the Cowboys.
Popeye's chicken sandwich made the list.
Disagree.
Right?
Disagree.
It's good, right? It's been a long time since I had another one.
It's not
one,
as good.
But it's not?
No,
it's aged poorly?
I think the quality of the chicken's gone downhill.
Last one I had, I mean, I went on a run there for a while. It changed the game for me there for a little bit.
It was
like,
good.
Okay, this is setting it off right now.
It might just be location. You know, you don't have quality control going on like it needs to be. I mean, Chipotle definitely has become, it's not living up to the hype anymore.
Dude Wipes did not live up to the hype apparently. My man must have got some stuff under his fingernails. He's like, what's that?
Oh, I got poo-poo in there.
What's going on? What else didn't live up to the hype?
Jason Witten in the broadcast booth.
Was it hyped up? Was everybody ready for it? It was like, oh, Jason about to kill him. I don't know if it was hyped.
I think it was, everybody was, I think people were.
Anticipation was high.
Yeah, the anticipation was high.
Okay.
Go right from the field to the booth.
I guess that's hype. H-E-B made the list.
Come on!
No, H-E-B lives up to the hype, but In-N-Out did not.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger right here on the list. And boy, I've been craving a burger since about 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'll tell you what. In-N-Out does not have any bacon, so I can't go swing by like that.
Yeah, what the hell? I never even put that.
Is that the most must topping on your burger, other than the cheese?
Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
I still think Brahms is severely underrated.
NFTs. NFTs made the list.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. Was it an NFT? Remember when Justin Bieber bought like a picture of some
Bored Ape Yacht Club.
That was an NFT.
You dabbled in that, didn't you?
He spent millions on it.
No, I couldn't afford the Bored Ape Yacht. Okay. I mean, that was like, they were millions of dollars.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So now, are they worth anything now?
No, dude. They're worth
completely tanked?
10 pennies on the dollar. Yeah. Wow. You spent like $2 million and you could get 10 G's for it now.
That's terrible.
Buy the condo. Skip the maintenance. Didn't tell me the HOAs. Yeah. Hey, I got a condo and the HOA be killing me, bro.
I hate that.
Oh, my God.
I hate that. That HOA bill is maddening. Like, what are you even doing with this?
It's half my payment, bro.
They're just stealing
my payment. Would be like, 1990s apartment prices. If it went for the HOA. What else didn't live up to the hype? Porzingis.
Nope.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, we.
Rondo.
Oh, Rondo.
Oh, Rondo.
Lamar Odom,
yeah,
bro.
Got it kind of wild. Yeah.
Mark Cuban had some all-time bad trades, though. He just got so emotional about things and would get wrapped up like the Antoine Jameson, Antoine Walker, Rafe LaFrentz era, where it was just like, we're trading for anybody that's ever made an all-star team.
Yep.
Come on.
Big names.
And he was actively making the team worse. I mean, thankfully, they got it together for 2011. But I think the Porzingis trade was definitely a return to that kind of Mark Cuban reckless, emotional runaway
train. Pumped, man. Just didn't work out.
Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, overhyped.
Ooh.
Did not live up to the hype whatsoever. The Kevin Hart roast came in on this list.
Mm.
Overhyped.
It's just too long.
It was hella long.
I don't think we need like 4 hours. You know, I think you could get a roast in like a solid 2 hours.
I heard there was jokes that were cut.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, you know, them things had to punch.
That's crazy.
You know, they had to punch because they got the whole world upset up there now.
I'm glad, but also surprised to know there was a line.
Yeah, you know, like, wow.
It seemed like they crossed it about 40 times.
I can't believe that. Rangers pitching prospects.
Oh, my gosh. And Jurickson and Profar.
Yes, Tanner Sheppers, Martin Perez.
Many. Yeah.
He also says the last two Ranger seasons, and we say that respectfully.
Yeah. Oh, 2010 Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. 100%. Jaden Blue.
Okay.
Say Jaden Blue.
There's a whole lot more on this list.
Joey Galloway.
I'm up against it.
Joey Galloway.
Out of here, y'all. Oh, there's a shot at you, Dawson, a little bit. Star Wars sequels.
Yeah.
Overhyped.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Cool. Andrew Wiggins, electric vehicles. And the future was overhyped. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be back to I'm seeing y'all on the fan text. Y'all got to relax.
Where future's really good. We're supposed to have flying cars by now.
Yeah.
Future got overhyped. The Jetsons in real
that's
life.
So uncalled for. 3-2-1. Jared Sandler segments.
It's Jared Sandler.
That's the most anticipated Ranger segment of the day. Sandler with us most days at 5:20 here on the fan. Canseco is a Ranger. Oh, that one was pretty embarrassing.
I forgot about this. There was a Tolo that said they do not like the new five. Drop. So this is for you, fam.
I love it.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord Willow Creek, don't rise. That's my time. I'm out.
We got 4 hours down, a half hour to go. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30 with the aforementioned Sands. What's coming up next, Wolchuk?
You know what? The real most anticipated baseball segment of the damn day. It's around the bases. Slump busting, history, and the worst contracts in all of Major League Baseball.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.